Mr. Jones, what did you eat on the morning of January 6th?
I mean, I'm being honest. Okay. Like, I drank whiskey. I banged my wife. I ate, you know, a freaking scrambler.
That's all I wanted to know.
I did. I ate a freaking scrambler, okay? I ate a freaking scrambler.
Dude, I just...
Hot sauce, okay? Hot sauce.
What percentage of people that stormed the Capitol do you think woke up, ate eggs, and drank whiskey?
100%. 100%. That's the funniest thing about January 6th. It was just like a frat party.
They're just hazing.
Yeah, dude. It was just like a redneck frat party. All right. Welcome to Girls Gone Wild 15. I'm in front of the United States Congress building. It's getting kind of crazy out here. We got a guy with a buffalo head on, and this guy seems fat. And everyone's real angry. They're running fast. Alex Jones over there hiding. And all right, we're going to go. We're going to drink. We're going to get drunk. Whoa, this guy's taking a shit. I love that, dude. It's just like, man, dude, because the people that storm the Capitol are like, they this is not 1984. They are controlling me. They're forcing me to wear masks. I'm not allowed to go to the stores I like to go to just because they want me to feel bad. Because I live in West Virginia and I used to mine coal. First they took the coal away. Now they're taking my ability for people to see my face away. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna run full speed into the Congress building and we're gonna take a little poop. We're going to poop on the ground. There couldn't be a more impotent. Yeah. It's dude, such a silly.
You book a flight. You book a hotel. You know, you plan it out and then you get there and you just take a shit.
Take a dump. I will say that might have been more functional than for like punishment reasons, just because like maybe they were out. Maybe what it was.
Bathroom's locked.
They were storming all day. They've been storming.
You got a bunch of eggs and whiskey on your belly.
Yeah,
you
know? Totally. It's not going to mix together that well. You've been gurgling up all day. You're in Nancy Pelosi's office or where? Diane Feinstein? I don't remember.
I think it was Nancy Pelosi.
You know what, man? I just got to. And then everyone was like, oh, he's a revolutionary. And he's just like, I just had to take a shit.
Okay. See, imagining if January 6th succeeded.
What was the success? What would success have been?
Well, if you could just gum up the works long enough that you could delay it, maybe send it back to the States, find some reason to keep delaying
the vote,
to certify it.
Is that what it was? The certification?
Yeah. That's what I think the plan was. Like, let's create enough chaos that we can be like, all right, look, this is nuts. Let's redo
the count.
Send it back to the States or something. You know, finding a way to slow it down. But if January 6th had succeeded, and then Trump just stayed in power, you know, and it's
amazing.
Because then it becomes like the Boston Tea Party. And then they're gonna teach kids. And this was the man who we call him the QAnon shaman. And then that's like that becomes like patriotic stuff in school. Here's the man that shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk. The shit heard around the world.
Whoa, I love this, dude. Yeah. An alternate universe where Trump is president and the QAnon shaman is like a hero.
Yeah, there's like statues of him.
It's like, yeah, statues of him in Q.
Because you got to be careful who wins. It's like if we hadn't won the Revolutionary War,
mm-hmm.
then those guys would be like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But now they're like the founding. So it's like if January 6th had succeeded.
Wow.
That would be. And then we'd, you know.
The founding fathers of Trump's America. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, the QAnon shaman, and the guy that shot that cop.
The man who shit on the desk.
Yeah, dude.
It's that. And then we'd have to be telling our kids like, all right, in school, they're going to teach you about January 6th.
But
they weren't that great.
Yeah. Well, what's happening now, we are living in a world where there are a certain amount of people that are trying to paint this picture that Biden is that hero.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I also love that. That's also funny.
Oh, dude, you can always tell anytime they like the other day I saw a poster for Biden where they made him look buff.
Incredible. Make
him, like, make him buff and give him laser eyes. And I'm like, anytime you're making a politician look buff,
he's not buff.
You're not doing. Anytime they make Trump look buff, you're just like, what do we? Come on, man.
Dude, I know. It's also like, he's so
old. Why would that matter if they were ripped?
He's so old now that he's like noticeably horny. And I really don't appreciate that about him. Just this horny dead guy.
Yeah, a horny dead guy. That is frightening.
I know.
That's the worst kind of ghost, you know?
That's both of them are horny dead guys.
Oh, what a nightmare. I wish horniness just ended, right? Like,
yeah.
Once you turn 70, shut it off.
Shut it off, dude. Man, I wonder what it feels like. A bunch of the sensations of having sexual intercourse when you're Biden's age, and I think he's 148 now, but
I even having sex, like any sort of physical,
when the movement hurt,
right? Yeah,
like we were talking about this yesterday. I'm 41 and sometimes my back, it just
hurts.
It just decides to be bad.
Yeah,
I'm not even moving and it's like no,
we're gonna hurt today.
Yeah, this is gonna suck.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, and then the fact that he's bringing it up, like they're in a meeting, they're like, so what do you think on this Ukraine aid? And he's like, I fucked Jill real good. Y'all fucking, y'all out here. He's like asking the staff. They're like, no.
There's an article in the New Yorker about how he told the young staffers that they have to keep having sex. And it's like, yeah, it's like 10 types of inappropriate, but it's also like, I don't know. I doubt that those people were that mad because he's just like this. They could blow on his face and he would die. Just like, oh my God, this is the most insane thing. Just imagine, like, the Queen of England is like, you gotta fuck. I mean, she died.
No, I really mean it. I'm worried about these kids.
Yeah, they don't fuck enough.
See these numbers coming out? These kids
aren't fucking. Yeah. They don't vote, they don't fuck. That's all we ever did. That's how I met Jill. It's a gangbang in Georgetown. Everyone was there. Bernie. Margaret Thatcher was there. It was a weird day. Corn Pop was there. My first wife. That big truck. Yeah, I fucked that truck that killed my wife.
Oh God,
dude.
Yeah, we like the news.
I love the news.
This is the good podcast to get your news from.
I'm still reeling from Meek Mill being P. Diddy's boyfriend. That's good.
Really
stuff.
Good stuff.
I want more of that. Yeah, I want dude. A lot more of that. Yeah, dude. Elon Musk fucking Bezos. That's what I want. I want that to happen. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Good stuff. I want Tom York to have sex with Barack Obama. You know?
That would be the funniest of, like, you know how Trump and Biden's brains are melting?
Yeah, dude.
If they end up fucking
each other. You're like, turns out Donald Trump and Joseph R. Biden have been hiding a sexual relationship. For over 30 years.
I think that's
now.
The thing that would actually the country just
is. We would just all just kill like, ourselves. Oh, no.
That's the only thing that's left that could actually surprise anybody. Everybody's like, are they trying to shut the phones off? And everybody's like, you don't even want to know, man. It's so much worse. Don't worry about the cyber attack.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, so it turns out that for the past 25 years, Joseph Biden has been having sex with this gorilla. Just like, you just wouldn't even be able to.
Like, oh, man.
I wouldn't be able to move for like 4 hours after I heard that. I would just be like, wait.
Oh, I know.
What? Yeah, totally.
I feel like it's something like, you know, because there's always that October surprise thing. And it's just like, what could it be this time? Like, what could, there's no way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Dude. I think it's going to, it might be that. That's what we might have. Oh,
man, maybe Bill Clinton had sex with Trump. if I could be led to believe any two politicians hooked up, it would be those two nihilist psychopaths. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wearing a dress on it, Epstein's Island, just like, I'll jerk off anybody.
That is weird that I think everybody kind of forgot that there's a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a dress.
Yeah.
In Epstein's house. That's really weird.
Bill Clinton is a real greatest trick the devil ever pulled situation.
Yeah, really crazy.
Yeah, dude. Everything about him, you know, every time a new detail comes out and he's just like, and everyone's like, oh, whatever. It's so terrible. He's the devil incarnate, that guy, dude.
It's just Trump, the whole Trump Biden thing, everyone just collectively has to be reminded that we let a evil genius hillbilly rapist run the world for 8 years, dude. That's pretty crazy.
And to this day, Democrats are like, that was the best 8 years of my life. He's on TV playing saxophone, saying he's black. Everyone's like, this is great.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. We just let he got away with all of it.
Yeah, dude.
So I'm black. No, I'm black, you're not.
First black president. And black people were like, sure.
What an insane unbelievable world, dude.
Unfucking believable. He's such garbage. He's man.
Oh, dude. And it's like, funny to think that he was your age when he was president.
Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy, dude.
I can't. That's unreal, dude.
Man.
People just forgot.
Man, by the time my father was my age, he'd gaslit all these interns. He'd cheated on his wife. He'd forced himself on numerous adult women. What have I done?
Dude. I still got a roommate.
Exactly. Oh God.
Yeah.
Truly just like, and it really is. It's just so sad. We shouldn't talk about it too much longer. Cause it's just so sad.
Well, those stories are all just there.
Dude. Yeah, totally.
So Kanye's back.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's back. He's putting out albums.
Okay.
He put one out like a week ago and now he's got another one coming out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that I was like, this news is too sad. And you were like, let's talk about Kanye.
Why, did he do something? What did he do?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, you're still mad about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, yeah, at the Grammys.
Dave just, he's a Swiftie.
I'm a Swift. Yeah, dude, through and through. I'll never get over it, man. But I got a lot of hope for Travis Kelce. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
No, that's cool that he's making albums. Hopefully he'll, you know, stop saying, but he won't.
No, I don't think he will.
He just won't. What's some good rapper news? What's some positive rap? What's up with Eminem? What's he doing?
Well, he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Just like pissed off in his mansion.
He's so mad.
Just like, ooh. Just like, I'm sure all day, every day, he still writes angry raps that he doesn't release.
I just imagine him like pacing in an empty house with his hood up.
Yeah, dude. He's gonna like release a diss rap for his wet nurse when he's an old man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else is going on.
I hit you in the head with my bedpan. Like.
What else is happening?
I want that to happen so bad. Yeah, just him like, bitch, I beat my nurse to death. I only go to the hospital because of my cancer. I'm the truth. I'm the answer.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, dude.
Dave started freestyling on the show.
I'm like a little bit okay at it.
All right.
I can rap.
Dave did claim drunk to me last night that he can rap.
I can rap. And I... I just can't freestyle rap very well. If I can write or rap and then I have like a pretty good flow, and I'll, you know what? I'll do that soon.
All right.
And
get ready for Dave's
rap.
My rapping Dave.
Rapping Dave. That's my that's my rapper name. Big Rapping Dave.
Have you seen Bullworth? You know the movie Bullworth?
No.
Where
doesn't what's his name?
Warren Beatty's in it.
And he's a senator?
Yeah.
And in order to win, he like hangs out with a bunch of rappers, right?
Well, he just starts he just sort of hits like a breaking point in his life and he's just like, I'm sick of all this. I'm just gonna do whatever I want. So there's a campaign of it where he just shows up and starts rapping. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever. I can't tell how.
Oh yeah, isn't he wearing a do-rag?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
dude, it's bananas. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Do you remember when Karl Rove and like Alan Greenspan and Donald Rumsfeld all rapped at the RNC?
I do not.
Oh my know about god. This. Maybe it wasn't Alan Greenspan, but it was definitely Karl Rove. We should
no way, watch dude. It come on the podcast
sometime, dude. It is. I mean, yeah, it's really. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I don't know how I missed it.
I'm going to look for it at the break.
All right.
Yeah, dude.
We got
you
some,
watch out.
Yeah, we got a lot of news. We're doing rapper news. We're doing moon news. We're doing...
News is very important to us.
One-stop shop.
Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Wow.
That's a really good jingle.
Yeah, thank you, man.
What do you call that? Like, what is that instrument?
I don't know. All these things I've made, I didn't like play them. I didn't like make them totally from scratch. I have this like, I bought a like big library of like radio stabs and sound effects.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like a news ticker or something, like a news bumper. But yeah.
Oh, I love it. Is that going to happen forever? Or is it just everything going to, you know, like now when I watch the news, it's like, it's like, why does the news have a song?
No, I think it will happen forever. It'll just like what the sources are will change. So it'll be like, yeah. And you're like, dun, 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 dun. Welcome to news on shitpuke.net. And today in political news, Joe Biden fucked Donald Trump.
What kills me is like sometimes I'll listen to NPR and they'll lay the heaviest, most consequent, terrifying shit ever. They'll be like, Trump has announced that if he is installed for a second term, that he is going to nuke France. And then the music is still like morning drive. Yeah. And you're just like, whoa, change the music.
Also change your voice. I know that you're trying to not be CNN and be right. Like in your face news, but you're still doing it. So
hi,
be a hello in political news today. Donald Trump has announced that when he is elected, he will make guns free for the stupid.
Welcome to Morning Edition.
Coming up next, Metallica has a new band, has a new album out, and we'll be previewing a song off it. It's called Cough into the Blood. On All Songs Considered.
Dude, I mean, we gotta make a campaign site that says free guns for the stupid. Oh, that's a good shirt. That's a good hoodie. Free guns for the stupid.
Vote yes on free guns for the stupid. Yeah, vote yes on Prop 10. Free guns for the stupid.
We're bringing back free guns.
Free guns if you're stupid.
Free guns for the stupid.
We want them. We're stupid and we want guns.
Oh,
We're all stupid. We know it. We know we've always known.
I think it's really, that's one of the smartest things Trump did was when he was like, I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, dude.
We love it. Like, cause no politician had been like, I'm just going to own the stupid vote.
Dude, I know, dude. And that's most people. It's so the people funny. In the world.
Whoa, this is my guy.
Stupid people in other countries are like, I like this guy. Stupid British people are like, hell well, yeah.
You
dude.
Do need stupid people's vote. And right. I feel like Democrats gave up on it. Get the stupid vote.
It's that's so smart. Yeah. The Democrats gave up on it. They never even wanted it. They think they're better than
if you're
stupid people.
Stupid, we don't want your vote. What? What are you talking about? Who do you think is smart?
Yeah, dude.
How many smart people do you think there are?
Yeah.
35?
If you can't read, I hope you die.
Like, no!
Yeah,
you
totally.
Idiots.
Just tell them, just say simple things. It's also like, yeah, that's so true. He's literally just like, I like stupid people. I like it when they're not smart. I like high school dropouts. I eat McDonald's. And I beat when people are mad at me. I punch them in the face. I punch them and I eat cheese.
Dude, remember when after he did the like Mexican rapist speech and everybody's like, oh no. And he tweeted a picture of him eating a taco bowl.
I know.
And said, I love Hispanics. It's like stupid people were like, oh shit.
Oh, he loves us.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I know. Totally.
I was worried.
Wow, you're right.
I feel so much better, dude.
I think the he says such great things. I think the worst thing any person can do for their body is drink water. Free guns for the stupid, dude. I'm going to make guns free. We will make them free. For the dumbest of our people. They need them. You know they need them. You can't say they don't. The dumber you are, the more protection you need. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Free.
Make me president. Astronauts will not get paid. They do it for free. They do it for fun.
How much do astronauts get paid, you know?
Probably a lot.
It seems like, to me, I imagine... You come back from space, you know, you land in the ocean, right? Are they still landing in the ocean? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
You land in the ocean. That's so funny. Come back to Earth. Bloop. We're back. I just can't imagine.
That is so funny. You're right. Why don't they just land? Land ocean. In Houston.
Where you took off. Yeah. It's right there.
Land in the ocean outside Houston.
We got another one parked where you landed, so you got to get in the ocean.
I guess it's probably that, you know, the logical reason is like they can't really pick where they re-enter the atmosphere. They don't want to. They'd rather
because the Earth is spinning fast.
Yeah.
But here's what is interesting to me. You'll see like a video of Earth from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like it's going that fast.
Well, of course not.
Right, but like, isn't it going like 50,000 miles an hour, like spinning?
Yeah, but it still takes a whole day for it to go all the way around.
I guess that's true, but it seems like it should be like.
But I think it's
at
more
least
like
going like, whoa, look at it go!
And I think there's some sort of scientific reason why they have to come in at a certain angle and hit a certain point. I think probably they're just mostly concerned about getting back to Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be pretty funny, actually. Now I'm going to take back what I just said, because how funny would it be if NASA would be like, okay, in space, we're going to be like, we got to be like right over Houston and then re-enter instead of just like getting into Earth and being like, we can pick them up. They're like, no, we don't want them to have to drive to India to get us. They're like in space trying to figure out like, ooh, I think that's my house. We can go right to my. Can we go right to my house?
Just drop me off in my house.
Drop me off in my house. It's on the way. Everywhere is on the way. That's what I'm talking about. And my friends, this has been this week's episode of.
That's right.
News about the moon.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love to learn.
Yeah, man. I've always learned every day.
I just feel like if I was an astronaut and I was like bouncing around on the moon and I go back to Earth, I land in the ocean, mm-hmm. you know, they go, throw me a ticker tape parade.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, oh, do you want to go to Red Robin?
Totally, dude.
Like, how do you top it ever in your life? Your wife's like, I think it'd be fun to go to the farmer's market. Yeah, that sounds fun.
The next day she walks in the room and she's like, so I'm going to Petco and since you're home, I thought maybe we could have a little day together. Go to Petco, go to Target, maybe pick up a muffin. Like the old times before you went to the fucking moon.
Yeah. The whole time he's just looking out the window at the moon, just like,
But also I'll bet you that when they're on the moon, they're like, oh man, you know what? I missed my bed. Nothing like your own bed.
You're just sleeping, floating.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it feels good on your joints though to float.
Totally.
Float through space.
But your back gets fucking.
They say you get taller.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Wow, dude.
Because you kind of stretch out when you're in space.
Well, I know some people that could use that.
Yeah.
And I got a list I wrote. Of short people I'm mad at for how tall they are. They're all women. Little women need to get taller.
Little.
I've been telling my girlfriend, you better grow. You better grow. You better grow or I'll be mean.
How much taller are you than Allie?
14 feet. I'm like 1 foot, one full foot taller
than her.
That's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you ever just push her down?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like every time.
It's like actually a great like running thing we have. Like obviously we're like two very affectionate people. We're very like
gross.
I'll just speak for myself. Yeah.
Gross.
Man, we're always holding hands and shit, kissing. Yeah, picture it. Two adults kissing. That's right. Yeah, dude. Okay, we kiss all the time, man. We kiss, we hold hands, we go to the movies, dude, all kinds of shit. Yeah. No, obviously, like, if I talk about just myself, I'm like, I'm like always hugging. That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do it to you if you would let me, man.
Nope.
Yeah, see?
See?
Yeah, I'd kiss you, hold your hand,
don't you,
take you to a movie.
Don't you fucking dare.
Yeah, man, and Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I want to fuck all of you. Anyway, this has gotten weird. I'm just trying to preface it by saying like, I'm not, we don't push each other around. Obviously we're just like, two affectionate people, but she is very smaller than me. And I like, her bed in her house is right by her door. And if we walk by it, I'll just like put my hand on her and just lightly shove her. And she just has no choice but to fall on the bed. And it's so funny every time. And it's gotten to the point where now when I do it, she's like, no, and just falls. Oh, man, the joys of dating somebody where you get to like, you know, do mean things to them for fun.
No,
it's like the best part of it.
That's great. Yeah. You gotta, cause she's like what? 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall.
Yeah. 3 feet tall.
She's 3 feet tall.
She's 3 foot one and I'm 10 foot two.
Yeah. That's fun.
It seemed like you didn't like it when I was talking about how we kiss. You don't like kissing. You don't like is it the word kiss, you think? Or am I just making that up? I just felt like I was like talking about kissing and you were like, all right. And then I said, I'm going to kiss you. And you were like, Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's wrong.
Does it make you? I don't mean to. Now I feel bad for saying this. No. But I'm just saying what I was trying to say is, does the word kiss feel weird to you? Like,
I prefer smooch.
Smooch is better. Yeah, kiss is like a weird, I guess that's why I'm saying it. It's a weird word. Thinking about people kissing is like.
Yeah, kissing.
It's sort of horny.
No, it's interesting because it's like if you go up to a lady, like, want to come over to my place and do some kissing?
I'll kiss you.
It's like, that sounds frightening somehow.
Open your mouth so we can kiss.
You know what I think is a fun term is fooling around.
Yeah, dude. Fooling around is great.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, what are we even doing?
Right.
Like tomfoolery in here. You're just
like, neither you know what you're doing. And I'm imagining like you can't get the belt off and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Just fooling around, juggling.
You got like a little paddle ball going.
Yeah, totally.
It's like they're not fooling around. You're doing, you're getting up to some serious business. It's yeah, not fooling totally. Around. Like you're like trying on silly hats.
Yeah, like, whoa, just fooling around. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's some fooling around that happens because people I got guess. Body parts and you got to, the thing about fooling around is you got to diddle the stuff. So I think it's not a
fool. At least diddling, you're like, oh, okay, that's what I'm doing. But fooling around just seems like too, like. That's,
I really don't think fooling that's around how is too three far stooges. From diddling. And diddling, I would say, is a key part of sex. It's like, sex is like 40% diddling.
Diddling's got to be the worst one.
No, but I think of diddling as a specific. Oh. Yeah, you hate it. It's like kissing.
Don't
it's
like diddling.
Diddling and kissing. That's most of sex.
Hey, honey, I'm in the mood for some kissing.
I'll get in here.
Had a long day out on the.
Kiss my cheek and diddle my balls.
People say romance is dead.
Yeah, dude, I'll diddle.
Well, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but last night my wife kissed me and diddled my balls. All the guys are like, oh
that's good stuff.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, did you come?
Oh, you know me.
I did. You diddling on my balls, I'm gonna come hard, boys. Anyway, raise your 40. I'm all in, boys. Feeling good about this one since my wife made me come last night. Oh, man.
I don't know if you're aware of this. 70% of women can't come without a little clitoral stimulation.
That's so.
That is so.
Sounds like maybe I should give my wife a little bit of diddling tomorrow. Lord knows she'd like a nice cum or two.
Thoughtful just guys cowboys.
Like didn't, but they didn't. They just didn't know that you could touch the woman's clit and make her come.
Yeah, I'm sure
like,
that was
I've been trying everything. Riding a horse. Cracking my whip. Making eggs. None of it made her come. So you're telling me I just get down there and diddle around on her clit like, and she's going to be a happy woman. Well, I think you just changed my life there, Tommy boy. Man.
He's like, do you want the sack of flour?
The clouds are about to be lifted off the range. I'm going to ride old girl home and ride old girl at home, if you know what I mean. Oh, boy. The kids are going to Ma's house. Because I got to make my wife come tonight. We should take a break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
What's it called?
Hey, we're
yes.
back.
Yes.
We're back.
Welcome to What's It Called,
it's
everybody.
It's the Potato Boys. You can't stop the boys.
What's up, Richard Carnes? What's up, sleepers?
We love you. Get ready to lay down.
Lay her down.
You. We're having a good time.
Keep on tipping. Fuck Walter Mondale. We're so happy that you're here. We love you.
Yeah, we're having fun.
What's It Called. Rodeo is the website. Patreon.com/What's It Called for bonus episodes. Get on in there and now you can watch our YouTube. You can join our Discord. You can buy stuff from our store. We have stupid shit for sale. Undeniably stupid shit for sale for sure. What was the one we just said that we got to like remember? A campaign sign that says free guns for the stupid.
Free guns for the stupid. Oh, we got to do that. That's great.
We got dates coming up this coming weekend.
Oh,
we are at
shit.
The Riot Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas, doing our second ever live episode of What's It Called. And so here's the thing. I realized we are announcing that like this big change we're making with the show. The show's
big change.
The show's not going away, and everything we've been doing is staying. But we had this idea that we're gonna kick off at that recording, but also that episode that we recorded that at that festival isn't going to come out until May. So if you aren't there, you won't know for another month.
That's
so
right.
Maybe you should come to the festival.
You should. Yeah. You should. It'll be fun. It's a really fun festival. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time.
And, yeah, dude.
Yeah, plan a whole little trip around it, man. Yeah. It'll be fun. I love Houston.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great time of year.
So much fun. That space is great. We're also going to Lafayette, Louisiana the day after the festival. Links to that.
It'll be the 7th. April 7th. Yeah.
Are we getting our dates wrong here?
Saturday's the 6th. Friday's the 5th. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the 6th is when our live episode is.
All right.
So, look at that. Okay, that's what it is, right? We have a co-headlining stand-up show on the 4th. On the 6th, we have our podcast. 7th, we're in Lafayette, Louisiana. On the 8th, we're hanging out in New Orleans and drinking beer.
That's right.
Pretty good.
It's going to be fun.
Pretty good stuff.
And then I'll be at Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio, June 7th and 8th. Make sure to get those tickets. Bring your friends. That'll be fun. And we love you.
Hell yeah. Also, so like I said, I've been saying, I have like a bunch of touring. I am not announcing it all yet because it's like a couple months away. The ticket links aren't up. But one of them is a weekend in New Orleans, May 31st and June 1st. And Caleb and I are doing that together.
That's right.
So come to that.
Hell yeah.
If you're anywhere nearby. And I'm recording a special at the Gutter in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. On 14th Street, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. on June 22nd. Come to that.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
It's going to be great.
Like, really, I've been working on the hour and I've been casually working on it for ever since the pandemic, but I've been like really focusing on it lately and I'm really fucking excited about it, man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be really fun, man. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Oh, also I'm opening for Chris Cresswell, who wrote our theme song at the end of April. So come to that. Links to all that on my website, DaveToTheRoss.com.
Hell yeah, dude. You know, I heard that there's, I don't know if you're getting in, but, did you submit to Biden Fest?
Oh, it's interesting that you say that.
We all know that Just for Laughs got canceled.
Just for Laughs went bankrupt because comedy is really profitable.
Yeah.
They just had so much money. They were like, you know what? Let's just give it away
out on top.
And go bankrupt.
So now Biden Fest is probably the number one. You know, I'd say it's a shoo-in for like that's the next Montreal.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the problem. I don't have it queued up.
What?
I know. You know what, dude? The Biden Fest sound is it's on my other computer.
No way.
It's on the computer. You just have to talk for 30 seconds about Biden Fest.
So Biden well, we got a lot of I've been very excited today because we got the sound effects back.
Yes.
And we got a bunch of them. And I love them all. They're fun. We got the Alex Jones soundboard. It's really fun. And I think one day we got to have an episode that's all sound effects. We're not even there.
Yeah, I agree. Best of sound effects. Yeah, and Caleb is right. If you've listened to the show, we've played this ad before. Biden Fest has yet to happen.
Yeah.
But we've been promoting it for a year now, and it's finally happening because JFL got canceled. Joe Biden is picking up the torch.
That's right.
Of the biggest, most important festival for comedians in the world. I'm really excited.
This weekend at the Delaware Fairgrounds, the live music event of the year. Biden Fest. Featuring Finger Snappin' Jack.
Love that song.
Alan the Slap.
Oh, mama called the doctor and the doctor said, yeah, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
And so many more bands. Toe Chap and Tommy and the Fat Dummy. Okie Dokie Dance and Dan the Washboard Man. Freddy Fiddle, Bobby Bassoon, Hawkins, Sammy Sack, Little Willie on the Key, Coffin, Mr. Sick, the Amazing Lady Clarinet Band, the various sounds that trains make.
Jill wants to listen. and Joe Biden's favorite band, Ding-a-ling, ding-dong, fantastic music. Joe Biden Fest. It's free.
Yeah, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, Joe Biden Fest.
Joe Biden Fest is finally coming up, y'all. It's this weekend. You gotta go get your tickets. I'm really excited for honking Sammy Sax myself, and of course, Ding-a-ling, ding-dong, fantastic music. Can't miss them, dude. God, they're so boring. It's the most boring music ever made. It's beautiful. Wait.
Okay.
There we go.
How many farts do we have?
Two. That was anxious fart. And this is, of course, perfect fart. Oh. If you're anxious, you can't be perfect.
No, that's true.
My father always said that.
That is true.
God, he was mean. I love him so much. Here's my impression of my dad. That's not true.
Is there what other sound effects do we have on there?
I have like less loaded up on this one, but you know what I do have a lot of here. Actually, this is my impression, my actual impression of my dad. That wasn't fair. My dad's not a baby.
Right.
He's older than me. This is my impression of my dad.
I get up at 7 a.m. hungover. I have sex with my wife. I have sex with my wife. I have sex with my wife. I bang my wife. I'll suck your dick.
We just gotta say, this is not AI. This is not AI.
This is a real
interview.
Real interview with Alex Jones, where he said all this shit, dude.
If you don't know, God. It's Alex Jones detailing what he did minute by minute on January 6th.
Baby, shut up.
It's so fun. It's so
says,
funny to me.
Let's go back to the hotel. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. Take a hot bath.
Unreal, dude. I just. Oh, man.
Oh. I can't believe that he thinks that was helpful.
I mean, I'm being honest. Like, I drank whiskey. I banged my wife. I ate, you know, a freaking scrambler.
Dude, it's just
Plowick up at 7 a.m. He just. I'm taking a shit, coughing, and puking right now because I drank whiskey and I banged my wife. That's all true. I'm not lying. I'm not lying about sex or drinking whiskey or eating food. I eat a lot of food. I drink whiskey. I'm cool. I got a car. Car's red. Fast. Low to the ground. Fast car. Take a shit. Fuck my wife. Eat food. Drink whiskey. I'm cool.
Dude. It's such a, what a life this dude is living. He's waking up at 7 a.m. chugging whiskey, fucking his wife.
Yeah, dude.
Going to storm the Capitol.
Yeah, dude.
Like, whoa.
Totally, man. I'm so, man.
Dude, you are living life, man.
They made a movie about me. It's called True Lies. It's about my, and it's not a lie though. It's true truths.
Oh.
That was false information. What they named the movie. I told them they should name it True. And they were like True Lies, but that's about me. I'm tall. I've got a lot of muscles. I wake up at 7 a.m. I pull my muscles out. All the women come. I eat a scrambler. I throw up. I get drunk. I fuck the women again. I storm the Capitol.
Pull my muscles out is a funny. It's long enough to be pulled as a long muscle somewhere. It's not his dick. He pulled out his muscles.
It's just so funny. He's like needs us to think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I wake up at 7 a.m. hungover, chug whiskey, hit 5 home runs.
Yeah.
One of my favorite details of it is that his wife, her biggest complaint about January 6th is that it was cold.
Yeah.
She's like, this sucks.
This sucks. I'm tired.
January 6th was so cold.
It's like, yeah, it's so cold. I don't want to storm the Capitol. I'm cold.
Women, too cold to storm the Capitol, dude.
I'll always say, man, your mother couldn't storm.
Get you a woman that can do both, dude.
Yeah, storm the Capitol and handle the cold. Yeah.
Man, I bought you that feather down feather jacket you wanted. It's not enough. Can't even overturn a valid election anymore.
I just wonder what she's up to now, because I'm pretty sure they got a divorce, and it's like, I wonder what
I would absolutely
Miss Alex Jones is up to these days.
Yeah, totally. She's banging Joe Biden.
That would be
that would be awesome, dude.
That's the real revenge.
All right, should we rename Top Ramen?
Oh, we got to, dude. I've eaten so much of it in my life. I know. Who knows how much I shortened my life by, you know?
I know.
I mean, I remember getting to college and realizing, like, oh, I gotta buy food to eat.
Yeah.
You know? And then being blown away. Like, I was like, well, I guess it's ramen for a year.
Forever.
At least, because it's the only thing I can afford. And I didn't really mind it that much. I kind of got used to it.
Yeah, it doesn't taste bad.
Yeah, it's fine. But
it just makes you feel bad.
It makes you feel bad. It doesn't give you energy. No nutrients go to any cell in your body. It just keeps you from being full.
It's like if McDonald's were wet. It's just like an absolutely bad. It's just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got a name for it. Edible zits.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Pencil soup.
Pot of poverty.
Yeah. All right. The beginning of the end.
Top Romanoff.
Yes.
Top Mononoff, Rachmaninoff. Okay. It's hard to say.
I don't really get it.
I don't either.
Okay. Chef Boyardee's nuts.
I like that.
I love saying the word nuts.
I got, thanks, Joe Biden. Last year, this 26 cents. Now it's 29 cents. Now I can't afford to fuck my wife.
I don't think that guy could ever afford to fuck his wife. Hot dog juice.
Let me tell you something else. I'm drinking Bud Light again. It's fucking my dick up.
Hell yeah, dude. Diet food.
That's all I got.
And I got one more. Trash casserole.
Trash casserole.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's good. Diet food is good, too.
Thanks, man.
You got to Photoshop that.
Yeah, man.
So we got some names. What was our prompt this week? It was if Top Ramen was like made in Florida.
Oh, wow.
That's fun.
That's great.
So
dude.
We got some good ones. Y'all had some good ones here, man.
Yeah. Let me jump in here.
If Top Ramen was a Florida food, dude.
Coming in at number 10 at Demurest, Bottom Ramen.
That's right. At Seth Mills, at Spaghetti.
That's great. Cursed from Birth on Discord, Fettuccine Orlando.
Oh, that's good.
That's good shit, dude.
At Real Joe Rogan 69 said, Murky Joe's Wiggly Danglers.
That's great. Number 6 at Dumb Space Bimbo, Slop Ramen.
That's good.
Totally.
Gritzy Ross on Discord said, Kettle Snakes.
Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord said, Swamp Hair.
Oh,
that's great. Oh.
At Loki Hates, you said, Christ Hair Liberty Brick.
Coming in at number 2 at Boogeyman Weather said, Gator Guts.
And our Ricky Shit this week at Demurest, Long Grits.
Long Grits is great.
Long Grits,
and we
dude.
Will Photoshop that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, man.
I love Long Grits.
I'm literally writing, we got to make the logo for Long Grits.
No, that's great. Really good, man. Going.
Thank you all so much. If you want to jump in and help us rename things, we announce a renaming on Twitter and on Discord every week. We're at What's It Pod on Twitter. We will not be calling it X. That is not what it is.
And it's not really working. No one's really calling it X.
No, they use a little logo. A lot of like people will put the X logo on their website, but it's still fucking Twitter.
X.
Isn't there still like a bird somewhere on the page?
Or am I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's still like, you can't say I X'd something.
I know, dude.
I tweeted something on X. Like, what are you talking about?
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
He was trying to make it cool?
I don't know.
X. He's such an idiot, dude.
Why would you change? So much time and money went into establishing this brand.
This guy named his space company, his social media company, and his baby X.
What?
His baby's name is like XAE 12 or whatever. You don't know about this?
Okay, X is that's crazy.
He just loves the letter X. The first baby he had with Grimes, and he has like 15 kids or something like that, right? 9 kids or something.
That's too many.
Yeah,
too many.
One sucks, in my opinion.
Exa Dark Sidereal Musk. Come on, dude.
No, dude. God, he's the worst guy. The only thing he's ever done that I like.
But he also has XAEA She.
So that's the first one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He loves the letter X. It's got to be. He's trying to, you know, make his life a video game. Have you heard his song?
Song?
Yeah, he made a song. Damn. What is Elon Musk's? Dude, Elon Musk.
Wait, so he's singing a song?
No. It's a EDM song.
Oh, no.
It's called DDG. I'm going to pull it up, dude. We're going to do this.
Why doesn't he just name it X?
I know. I guess he also likes...
can you do an Elon Musk impression? Do you know how to do it? Can you do his voice?
Oh, no, it's not called DDG. DDG. No, I don't really know what he sounds like.
Sounds crazy.
What is he? Can you do an Elon Musk?
No, it's like, I think it would is, it's just, he has an odd way of talking, but like, actually, I think that X is doing quite well.
Oh yeah, dude. The song
he just talks odd.
The song is called Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
Oh, Elon.
No, dude.
You should doubt your vibe. So he did this?
This is Elon EDM Musk. And he released this song.
Elon.
Man, he's so good at being a loser.
Oh.
It's awesome.
We got to do a ranking of all of Ben Shapiro's rap songs and all of Elon Musk's.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man. We need the definitive list of conservative music. Music from conservative pundits, not from conservative musicians.
That's what blows my mind when people go, can you believe Elon lost his mind? He's like a fucking, and I'm like, you're surprised. Richest man on earth.
Yeah.
Is a little conservative.
Yeah, dude.
You really thought he was like gonna be like a socialist?
Why? Because
he has $200 billion. Dollars. Yeah, like, of course he is.
He just started PayPal because he was like, what'll make money?
Yeah.
I know.
It's so funny to me.
Honestly, when he was just PayPal and SpaceX, I loved, and Tesla. I like loved the guy. I was
it seemed cool.
Seemed cool. He didn't open his mouth. That was the worst thing he ever did.
The talking is the problem.
Yeah, dude. Same thing with Kanye. And it's like, damn, dude. And I'm sure that there's all kinds of people through history whose art, like, we don't know. Mozart probably fucking.
Yeah.
Like.
If he had a Twitter, not good.
Oh, my God. Not good. Dude.
Remember when people were like, when Kanye came out and he'd be like, I'm my own favorite rapper. And everybody would be like, this guy's nuts.
I know.
Like, we thought that was crazy.
I thought he was a joke. I thought he was joking. I thought he was like trolling everybody.
Yeah.
And then it turns out, no, he just always thought all crazy. That. Yeah, dude. How great would that be if we knew what Mozart thought?
Ugh.
It's just like, he for sure, he just like hates everyone in Europe or something. I guess he was in Europe, but
well, if I lived in Europe, I'd hate everybody.
Back then, he would hate. I'm sure he hated everybody.
Yeah,
he's just like, yeah.
I wonder how accurate Amadeus is. You've seen Amadeus, right?
I did not see it.
You gotta see it. It's good.
I'll see it.
But it's like it's one of those movies where I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Was Mozart. He just cool? And Mozart's just wearing sunglasses. Like, hey.
They make Mozart seem like the dumbest, most childish,
really
immature, like asshole on earth.
Really?
It's really funny.
Interesting.
And he's just like insufferable. Like, literally, his laugh is like,
whoa.
And he's like wearing a pink wig. And everybody, it's like fucking nuts, dude. You got to see
him. He's like a rich kid. Wow.
Yeah, he's like a real spoiled brat.
I wonder if that was true.
I don't know. But I mean, it's a good movie.
I guess you kind of had to be rich back then to be anywhere near a piano.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
They don't have a lot of pianos in the ghetto.
That's one of my favorite Jerry Seinfeld bits. He's like, I've never seen anyone in the piano store buying one.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel bad for them. They're like, come on in, buy a piano. They're $1 million. We've never sold one.
Yeah. I just want to sell one piano so I can retire. I've been selling pianos my whole life. I'm really good at it. Never sold
one. How do you be a good piano salesman?
Yeah.
You
know?
How do you make a move?
Hey, sir, are you there? Let me see your hands.
Do you want a piano? No.
Okay. All right. Well, what about now?
Well, they are huge, hard to move, expensive to move, and you're not going to use it.
And when you move them, they will break. You won't use it. It'll sit in the corner. Do you have a big house? No. Get one. Get a bigger house.
Oh, dude, getting it. Why is there ever one that's not on ground floor? Like, dude. Why would you? I live on the 100th floor of a building and I just bought a grand piano. Well, too bad.
Dude,
I
got a free piano once lived in Burbank, and I lived on the second floor, and we like, it was the dumbest thing I've ever done, dude.
Wait, how did you get a free piano?
Dude, if you go on Craigslist, there's free pianos all the time. And it's because moving a piano is a fucking nightmare. And people are just like, would you please come to my house and take the piano out and you can have it? Because if you don't do that, then I'm gonna have to pay to move this goddamn piano I never play. And like, it's never a grand piano. It's always one that sits against the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah. And they're always out of tune. Like, it was horribly out of tune. And I don't play the piano. Right. Like, it was the stupidest thing.
That makes
ever.
Me think you're not done inventing the piano if you got to tune it all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make it better then.
Yeah. Make it electric.
Oh, the strings got flat.
Yeah. I mean, a keyboard is it's lightweight. It's always in tune. It costs like $70.
Yeah.
I mean, there are ones that are
and they sound
very
good.
Expensive,
like,
but they sound fun.
Keyboards sound good now.
Yeah, if you just want to play the piano.
I guess they're not as romantic.
No. And they look, so that's the thing. I wanted a piano in my house because pianos look cool and they feel cool. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, let's go.
For the same
get
reason
a piano.
I want servants. That's the first thing I'll do when I become a billionaire.
I also like it much more at a party when someone starts playing the piano instead of
a guitar.
I never am excited about the guitar.
Absolutely, dude.
But the piano is like, oh, it's Christmas Eve. Let's get around the piano.
And, yeah, totally. You know, my God. Brian's playing King Wenceslas. What is this one? Is this a little drummer? Is this a little drummer? I like this one. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Yeah, I like that vibe.
Dude, you know what we should do one year for Christmas? You and I, we should go caroling. and just get the door slammed in our face. Like, you know, in New York City.
Two guys that can't sing good.
Can't sing. Just like, oh,
come all ye faithful.
Everybody's like, no. Joyful and triumphant.
Wearing top hats. That'd be fun.
Merry Christmas.
Man, these guys suck.
It sucks, dude. How'd they get in the fucking building? We just knock on the next apartment.
It's doing every door.
Oh, come all ye faithful. We love you all so very much.
Yeah, lay it down.
Lay it on down. Thanks for listening to our big stupid show. We'll see you next time.
Yep. What's it called? What's it called?